Okay, let's begin. What I want to do today. Today is the last day of our series of the Bein Hametz and Arili. I missed the Daf Yomi very much, our Daf Yomi session. We've been doing this for 3 weeks. I'll tell you the truth. The reason why I did this with you, some of you know that I speak by Chinka, by the Tisha B'Av program, and it's a big avot to prepare, and it's just not possible for me to prepare. That takes me a very long time to prepare the Daf Yomi section of our Shia, and it's just not possible for me to prepare the Daf Yomi section and prepare for the presentation in Ateres Chinka on Tisha B'Av morning. So therefore, I try to combine it together during that time to prepare for Ateres Chinka, and also in the process to prepare our series that we had the last 3 weeks of learning every day, but here for now about the Nyanei Bein Hametzar. So I want to thank you for tolerating me. It was a very, very good experience. What I want to do today is I want to give a summary of all of the kinnis. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to be here for 4 hours.
Still have some hot water.
And no, I'm fine. And by the way, if anyone would come, we're not going to do the. We don't do the all the kinnis. There are 45 kinnis. I do not plan on doing more than half. And that's a lot. I've listened to a lot of rabbanim. There are a lot of rabbanim that do this. And Baruch Hashem, over the course of the year before, I've listened to a lot of different tapes, and some of them do 5, they do 10 the most. So to do even 20, that's quite a bit. So I don't know. I really don't know. It all depends on how things go. But what I want to do right now is I want to go over with you, just one-liners, just to review what are all the kinnas. Some shuls, they say every single kinna. I used to daven all the years. They say every single, they finish like 12 o'clock. If you don't know what's going on, it's very, very difficult. I just want to give a general, very general overview of all the kinnas. Let's just start right away. The kinnas begin at night. Most of our kinnas are numbered. They're numbered 1 through 45. Aleph through 45. Today, it's been standardized pretty much by Art Scroll. And there's another very famous kinnas called Kinnas HaMefarash by Rav Yaakov Weingarten. It was put out in Eretz Yisrael more than 25 years. Also the same numbering system. There's another popular kinnas called Goldschmidt. Is that what it's called? Goldschmidt edition? I think Goldschmidt. So he has a different numbering system. Some people love his kinnas, and his numbering system is a little bit different. And there are others. There are other kinnas that have different numbering systems. But today, more and more Art Scroll generation has standardized the numbering system, and I'm going to use now their numbering system. And there are problems. There are difficulties in the numbering system, which I'll show you in a few moments. But right now, let's begin. So the first thing that we begin at night. The first kina at night is, it's not known who wrote this kina. And the kina really comes from Eicha. It's the fifth perek of Eicha. In fact, in some of the old Sidurim, there was instructions that after you finish Eicha, everyone should just recite the fifth perek of Eicha. No more kinnas? Here, so you know, take one. I have one more here. Kina Aleph. I'm now doing the numbering. This is the night. Try to go very quick, because I don't want to try to go. This is the night of Kina Aleph is the
page
48. Page, because I'm using an interlinear. By the way, anyone wants, the article put out 2 years ago, an interlinear. They translated word by word. It's awesome. Awesome. Never such a thing. To have a word by word translation of the kinos. Oh, great. Thank you very much. Okay. So we have over here at night, we have Kina Aleph. Kina Aleph really is, there are 22 lines in this kina, and we do not know who the author is, and basically it's basically a repetition of the fifth perek of Eicha. What it does is, in between each, it takes a pasuk in Eicha, and in the middle of the pasuk it stops and it says Oi, And then it says the second half of the pasuk includes oy meha yolanim. But what's unique about this kina is that someone wrote a commentary in the middle of each pasuk explaining the reason why this terrible thing happened in the pasuk. So, and the commentary is extremely short, and that's why in some of the old Siddurim there was no commentary. And what did people do? People just would recite the fifth perek of Eicha. They would lay in Eicha, lay in all five perakim, and then the tzibur, when it was over, would recite the fifth perek of Eicha. Over the years, somehow this kina appeared, where the fifth perek of Eicha was embellished with a few lines of commentary and the word oy and oy mehoyolanu. That is what is unique about kina number one. Now, kina number two is only set on Mitzvah Shabbos, because kina number two deals with the Hinoam, and the Hinoam in Mitzvah Shabbos, the focus is the Hinoam. Now, the Hinoam, we do not recite V'hi Noyam Hashem Elokeinu B'masi Aleinu Masi Nidin Koneu on Mitzvah Shabbos this year, because the words V'hi Noyam were created by Moshe Rabbeinu in as a reaction, as a bracha to Klal Yisrael when they concluded the Mishkan. And the Beis HaMikdash basically is the replica of the Mishkan. It's a form of the Mishkan. And it's been destroyed. So it wouldn't make sense to say V'hi Noyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Masi Nidin Koneu, that your work should be done well. It's referring to the building of the Mishkan. But on Tisha B'Av, the Mishkan was destroyed. So it would be foolish for us to say on Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, to say V'hi Noyam Hashem Elokeinu, which refers to the success in building the Mishkan. The Mishkan was destroyed. So we don't say V'hi Noam, we say V'yato Kodosh, but we don't say that Pasuk V'hi Noam, and instead in this kino we mourn over the fact that it's Mitzvah Shabbos, and what used to be for us a V'hi Noam now has turned into a time of mourning. This kino, I also believe, we do not know who is the author of this kino. Kino Gimel comes from the Kalir. Most of the kinos come from the Kalir. We discussed the Kalir. The Kalir, we don't even know when he lived. It's very interesting that the difference of opinion of the Kalir spans over 1,000 years. But Kina Gimel, some say, comes from the Kalir. Others disagree. Some say it comes later. It's a Spanish. They arise that it was written not by the Kalir at a later point in time by a Spanish Python. And it deals with the night. That's why it's said at night. It deals with what happened when the Meraglim returned. The Meraglim returned, and the Klal Yisrael cried, Vayivku ha-balayla ha-hu, Avachia Shalchinam, and because of that cry of Chinam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu transformed that day into a crying of at night for all generations. So being that it's Bilel Zeh, it's said specifically at night. Kina Dalit. Kina Dalit was written by Shlomo Ibn Gabiron. What? Gabiron. Gabiro?
R-O.
Gabiro, okay.
R-O-L.
Okay. Shlomo Ibn Gabriol. And this focus, the famous king, this focus on Yechezkel Perek Chav Gimel, where there's a discussion between the two parts that we learned this in Yishai so many times, the Malchus of Yisrael and the Malchus of Yehuda. Which one of the two suffered more? Did the Golos of Yaseres Hashvat at the end of the Malchus Yisrael suffer? That's called Oholah. And Yerushalayim is called Oholiva with the Yud. Oyel Shali refers to the original, refers to the Beis HaMikdash, Oyel Shali. Oholah refers to her oil, Shemroin. Shemroin is the capital of the Malchus of Yisrael. It started out as a rebellion by Yeravam ben Nevat. And there is a discussion, there is a dialogue between Shemroin and Yerushalayim. Each one is mourning over what happened to them. They commiserate among themselves. And it's that. Now this kina is repeated word for word. There's no word for word at the end of kinos. After we say Eli Tzion V'Yareha, everyone says that responsively or together, they sing it together. Then we say Shoimroin, Kina Mem Hei. Kina Mem Hei is exactly the same thing as Kina Dalit. People don't know that. You say the same Kina twice. It's very interesting why they both get a number. All the Kinas are numbered, but there's repetition. It's not really 45 Kinas, it's 44 Kinas. Because Kina Dalit is identical to Kina Mem Hei. They're exactly the same thing. So, for whatever reason, it's strange why, maybe it's because at the end you say Nicham Hashem Tzion, there's some female psukim that we say at the end. Okay, that's why. I don't know, but it's a very funny thing. Why? What?
Because
Memvav, 46. Memvav is the same thing as Kinadalin, the discussion between Shomrein, the capital of the Malchus of Yisrael, which is Ohalah, her tent, and Yerushalayim, which is Ohaliva, the capital of the Malchus of Yehuda. There we come to Kinahei. Kinahei is a very popular kina. A lot of the Darshan talk about kinahei. If you go at night to a kina where someone speaks at night, they'll always talk about the mazalos. And then if you look in the art scroll, they bold. All of the mazalos are put in bold. Toimim, Sartan, Aryeh, Moznayim, Akrov. It describes how all of the mazalos mourned over the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a very interesting idea of mazalos. What do mazalos really mean? Dealing with by Klal Yisrael, Ein Mazal Yisrael, the constellations are mourning over the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Basically means the Bria, because the mazalos correspond to the creation, the guardian angels of creation, whatever that means. They mourn over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So that concludes the kinos for the night. And who is the author of the mazalos? I don't think we know who it is. It's not known who is the author of this kino, kinehei, that is said at night. Then we come to the day, kino vav. What page is kino vav? In the Siddurim? The Machzorim?
152.
Kino vav. Now one thing you should know about kino vav. Kino vav focuses on the last eight letters of the aliphase. It's a very difficult kino. One of the most difficult kinos. Each line, there's no theme. All of the kinos, by and large, have themes. Like I just told you, the first six clearly have themes. Right? The first one was the fifth parak, Bedavka, the fifth parak of Eich. The second one was Vihinoya. The third was, what was the third one? Was Belel Zeh. The fourth was Shomrein, the conversation. The fifth was the Mazalos. You can take two, three words and you can summarize the theme of the kina. Kina vav, you can't. No way. I tried this 100 times. Every single line in kina vav is a kina to itself. It's a completely different idea, a different concept. It brings together so many things. It's extremely complex. It takes from the aleph bays, from the eicha. And in the eicha, the aleph bays appear 6 times. It's amazing because in Tanakh, you command never have the aleph bays except for Ashrei and Nizmar, Kuf Yutes and Tehillim. It's a very weird thing for Nevi'im to go in. But the Paitonim, okay, the Paitonim, dime a dozen, everything is Aleph Beis. But Tanakh, you don't find Nevi'im talking in Aleph Beis. Only one that did that was Yirmiyah in Eicha, the whole Eicha, 6 times. Note the volume, 6 times. Aleph Beis. He broke tradition, Yirmiyah, in doing this. David did it in Tehillim. He did it twice, Ashrei, Kuf Yutes. But 6 times, that's an overkill. And that's what we're playing around. Now, the problem is, why are we only dealing here with the last 8 letters of the Aleph Beis? What happened to the first 14 letters of the Aleph Beis? Where did they disappear? So most people know this, that in the ancient times, there's something called a krova. A krova is a piyut that is said in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, during Chazaras HaShatz. So in the middle, before the shatz would conclude each individual bracha, the tzibur would recite piyut, and then the shatz would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chayin Ados. And then he would say, Hashiveinu. And before he gets to Baruch Atah Hashem, the end, so they would say more piyut. So those 14 sections of the first 14 parts of the Aleph Beis were incorporated into the Chazaras HaShatz of the Chazaras HaShatz. And we don't say that. Why don't we say that? It's not even printed. For some reason, the article didn't even print it. It's interesting. Not even the back. You would think that they were printed in the back. And it's very surprising they didn't print it. But it's called Zuchor Eicha. That's the name of the Quran. And therefore, this is the Hashlama. We now, the Shirayim. The Shemona Esrei only did 14 brachas. At 40, the first 14 letters, because that's all we're able to add into the Shemona Esrei. There are 19 brachas of Shemona Esrei, but you don't want to add into the beginning and the end, whatever it is. So now we come here to the Mashem, when you get to Yerushalayim. When you get to Yerushalayim, that was the last one that you said the krova for. And now we're Mashem over here in Kina Vav. And again, each one of the words of the lines, there are multiple kinos. There are many kinos in this one kina, because each line of this kina is a different theme, a different topic. And it's working with a very complex pattern backwards through the 6 sets of aleph beis in Megillas Eicha. Okay, now we come to Kina Zayin. Kina Zayin, the theme, motif of Kina Zayin are the words, V'loi Zocharta. We complain. It takes a lot of chutzpah to do the Kiyun Zayin. You have to complain to Kadosh Baruch Hu that you do not remember all of the good things, the Bris Ben Abasarim, and you don't remember Kvitza Derech, Aliyah L'Regel, Matan Torah, the Kanfei Nisharim, Nasa V'Nishma, all the good things that Klal Yisrael did. We complain, Ribbono Nishal Olam, you do not remember V'Loy Zecharta, and you were quick to bring the Churban. By the way, from now, from Kina, all the Kinas now until I'll tell you are all from the Kalir. Kina Vav is the Kalir, Kina Zayin is the Kalir, all of these are called the Kalir, from the Kalir, the Kalir. And some learn that these are the Ikarim. Person can only say a few Kinas, you should focus on the Kinas of the Kalir. We don't do that. Most people, we don't necessarily focus on all the Kinas of the Kalir. It's too hard, but they are very important. Now we come to Kina Ches. Kina Ches is Adeh Kuga Shemaim Al Iti Shemaim. The motif of Kina Ches are the words Mi Yitain. Mi Yitain means if only. We take from Tanakh all wherever it says the word Mi Yitain and we incorporate it into this Kina. I think there are 13 expressions of Mi Yitain, if only. Only we can cry our heads off, our eyes out, if only we can do things better. Basically, we have great remorse over our sins. If only we could redo, we can start all over again, and we would not make the mistakes that we have made in the past, all expressed with word me psukim borrowed from Tanakh, where it says the words mi yitain. Okay, now we come to Kina Tes. Kina Tes is Eichas Sefarati Me Ra Shosai Hishlichu, and the theme of this Kina is the Toichacha. That's very important, because Tisha B'Av is all about Musar. The ultimate Musar is the Toichacha. You know, Mesilas Yesharim is Musar. But that's not the Ikar Musar. Nevi'im. You learn the words of Nevi'im. That's much powerful, more powerful Musar. And what's more powerful than the words of Nevi'im? The Torah, the Toichacha. And that's what we focus on, that we unfortunately have seen the fulfillment of the Toichacha in the Churban and the Beis HaMikdash. Now we come to Kina Yud. Kina Yud deals with Yoshva Chavatzeles Hashem. We discuss this, the 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim. There are 24 paragraphs. Each paragraph focuses on one of the 24 Mishmaros, and that's the end, the last word of the paragraph mentions one of the 24 Mishmaros, Tamil Bayesheni, and the beginning of the paragraph refers to the first Pasuk in Eicha. We go through the Pasuk in Eicha, take an expression, one expression at a time, from the first paragraph. We gave a whole shir on the Kina from the Churban of the Kohanim. They suffered the most because that was their whole life. The other people, they had businesses, so it was a terrible thing, of course, the Churban, but the Kohanim, this was their whole life. A whole Kina devoted to the Churban of the cities of the Kohanim and the 24 Mishmaros. Kina Yud Aleph. Kina Yud Aleph is probably the most important Kina because it's mentioned in Divrei Hayamim. 22 years before the Churban, Yoshua was killed by Paro Necho when he tried to prevent him from coming through Eretz Yisrael, the Chev Lo'Savar Bi'Artzechem. He tried to prevent him. He did not listen. He came into Eretz Yisrael, and Paro Necho's army shot 300 arrows into Yoshiyahu. Yoshua was a very great tzaddik. He died. Had he not died, Chazal tell us that it could be that the Churban would not have happened, at least not at that time. And it was a very great loss. And Yirmiyah mourned. And it's and the pasuk says, "Vayikoinein Yirmiyah al save al Yoshiyahu." And the fourth perek in Eicha is devoted entirely to a hesped, to a kina. Eicha is called kinos. It's written al sefer hakinos. It says in Divrei Hayam, "What sefer hakinos? Megillas Eicha." The fourth perek of Eicha is a eulogy for Yoshiyahu. And here in this kina, we summarize a synopsis of the fourth perek of Eicha and exactly what happened, how he died, and the great tragedy that it was for Klal Yisrael. Okay, Kina Yud Beis. Kina Yud Beis begins with Oholi. The theme is Oholi. The Mikdash is called an Ohel, a tent. And we go through Tanakh, every place we find the Shechina resting in an Ohel. For example, the tents of the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Anani HaKavo and the Mishkan, the Mikdash, every time the word oil is used to refer to the Shechina. Kina Yud Gimel is when all from the Kaliyah. Kina Yud Gimel, we take the word Eicha. Eicha means how can this happen? And we break it into two parts. Eicho. Where is the Ko? And we mention all of the Psukim in Tanakh where The word ko is used as a milah for Klal Yisrael. Ko yezaracha. Vani vahanar nilcha ad ko v'akeda. Im koyemar yakovinu the parnosim koyemar kudim yiye sichorecha. Vayifen koy v'choy Moshe Rabbeinu killed the mitzvah koy v'choy. Koy samal v'nei Yisrael ekesh shalachani aleichem the besur of the geula. Koy ma Hashem kechatzis halayla. Ematen Torah. Koy samal v'eis Yaakov v'sagel v'nei Yisrael matar. Brisbane Absam Brichas Kohanim, Kois the Varuches B'nei Yisrael, Bolok, Vayomer Shuvel Bolok, V'choy Sedaber, give over a prophecy of Baracha. So we take the word Echa, we break it up into Eko, and we focus. Now notice, just keep that in mind, I'm going to point out something with the numbering system, but keep in mind over here, the Kina begins Eko. Just keep that in mind, that's Kina Yudimo. Now we come to Kina Yudalit, Kina Yudalit is a hard Kina. It's a difficult Kina Yudah. It refers to, there are different themes. One theme is that it was predicted from the beginning of creation. It's very Kabbalistic, Kina Yudah, that from the beginning of time, it was known there would be a Churban. It's hard to understand what that means. Why would we want to focus on that? But when Hashem created the world, it was already a foregone conclusion that we were destined to have a Churban, and it would be a process until Mashiach would come. What?
So for Malchus.
Yeah, oh, no, that's later. That's Chav Ches. We're not really focusing on Gal Malchus. It's also brought down. It's alluded to. Yeah.
There is a plan.
It did not. It was a plan, and that's what we focus on. And we focus on also the Kates. Another very important theme to talk about in Kina Yudalit. I'm not planning on doing this Kina, by the way. But I spoke about this last year at Lehem. But I'm not going to do this year. But Kina Yudalit focuses on the Kates Mashiach, the Geula, the Zman. Is the Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal he kovsu v'agilchem esher Daniel the Kates HaMashiach. It focuses on that in Kina Yudal. Okay, Kina Tezvav. Kina Tezvav is everyone's favorite Kina to skip. There's no one that does Kina Tezvav. I shouldn't say no one. If you're going to a Kina, so they're going to skip. The first thing on the list to skip is Kina Tezvav. I'm telling you, that's the way it is. Kina Tezvav is based on Eicha. I guess they feel that since we slain Eicha, so we yoitza with Eicha. There's a theme. Every Kina is a theme. So you want to focus on that theme. You know, Tisha B'Av, you have to focus on themes. You got to focus on the Holocaust. You have to focus on Sinas Chinan. You got to focus on themes. So what's the theme of Kina Tina Tezvav? Eicha. And it's a very long Kina. It goes on forever and ever and ever. And it's extremely difficult. Forget about it, it's long. You break your teeth. What does it mean? Every line. It's very difficult. It's Eicha. Like I told you, it's everyone's favorite Kina to skip. If you go to these Kinas, they're not going to say these. They're not going to say Kina Tezvav. Okay. Now we go Kina Tezayin. Kina Tezayin is a. We did this yesterday, 2 days ago. Is Titus Harasha, the account of a detailed account of exactly what happened at the moment of Churban when Titus Harasha entered into the Beis HaMikdash and he stabbed the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Pareches, and he defiled the Menorah, the Kalim, the 93 Kalim, and so on and so forth. But there's also other things mentioned. It's also the Kaisal HaMaravi. Kaisal HaMaravi is mentioned there in detail, the story with the four different officers that were appointed to take down the four walls of the Har Bayis. We discussed this 2 days ago. And the end of the Bash on the children, there were 400 young children that were taken on a ship to Rome to be used for sin, purposes of sin. And when they realized what they were being taken for, they commit suicide. And they did it with the Emunah Shlema. They gave up, they threw themselves into the Yam. And they, with the Emunah, that they would be revived at the time of Tchias HaMesim. Okay, that's Kina Tezayin. Now we come to Kina Yudzayin. Kina Yudzayin is a very, very graphic Kina about children. It's all about, you really have to go backwards. It talks about, the end of the Kina says that because the murder of Zechariah ben Yehoyada, he was murdered towards the middle of the Tkuf of the Bayis Rishon. He was a Navi. They wanted to do Avodah Zarah. They murdered him. His blood was boiled. And that's later on. The blood was bubbling. His blood was seething for many, many years, for 200 years. But at this point, this kingdom, we focus on the death of children. Children who die from thirst, from starvation, from young 80,000 Kohanim, young Kohanim children were killed. Focus on brains of children being piled high. Measures, it's very detailed in describing the tragedy of the death of infants, toddlers, adolescents, children. Why? It's a punishment for the murder of Zechariah HaKohen. He was a Kohen, he was a Navi, he was a Dayan, it was Shabbos, it was Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was telling them, don't do Avodah Zarah. And what do? They killed him. And because of that sin, we have all of these horrible, horrible tragedies mentioned here in this kina called Alel Ayli. Kina Yud Ches. Kina Yud Ches is, it's a general kina of, based on two words, Ata and Lama. You, Hashem, promised us great things. Why? I guess it's a play on Eicha. It appears to be, you know, Eicha is, how can this happen? So we take another word that's similar to Eicha, Lama. Lama, why did you do this? Why did you do this? There's a difference between Lama and Madua. Madua, you want an answer. Lama, you don't want an answer. It's a question. Why? I don't want an answer. I know the answer. Different type of expression. It's similar to Eicha. Ata, you Hashem promised us all these things. Lama! How could you do this to us? Don't answer. We know the answer. And I'm saying Madua. We say Madua, we would say, no, tell us. What's the answer? We don't need Hashem to tell us the answer. We know the answer. We sinned. We deserve it. But we express our frustration with Lama and prefaced by the word Ata. Kina Yutes. Kina Yutes may be one of the most important kinas because there's, okay, we're going to go very quick. We'll try to finish up by a quarter to. Kina Yutes is Tzidik Hadin. Rachmana, let's say when a person suffers, the person has to say Tzidik Hadin, L'cha Hashem Atztaka. We are whole kina devoted to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're Matztik Hadin. L'cha Hashem Atztaka, Tzadik Hashem Ki Pi Marisa. Kina Chof. Kina Chaf is a very important kina also. It's from Daniel. Kina Yutes also, the words of Yutes and Chaf, they're borrowed from Daniel. They're borrowed from Daniel and we complain, listen to the insults. We are treated, we're garbage. The nations of the world treat us like utter garbage. And that's what Kina Chaf is all about. And many want to say that everything in this kina is a direct response to Christianity. Christian theology, everything that they present here, all the read between the lines, it is the attack of Christianity, a theological attack of Christianity against Judaism. That's what is taking place over here. And the highlight, everyone goes to town, is the very end of the kina where it says here. I can't find it. Wait. Towards the end, where he says. Lo'im uzav v'shukach v'nutash v'lo'ad shoymim. Okay, so this is someone being around the Kalir, they want to bring around when the Kalir live based upon this kina where he says, oh, how does he know all these things that they're saying? Kina chaf aleph doesn't need any elaboration. It's the asara haruge malchus. Sina, why were they killed? The Medrash, because sinas chinam. And that's what Tisha B'Av is between the brothers. The brothers, they have Yosef, Sinaskin, therefore we blame Asher Gamalchus, a couple of Sinaskin. Kino, wait, did I skip Chof?
No.
Chof was Ate, okay. Chof Aleph is Arzalvan. Kino, now we come to Kino, Chof Aleph, we just said Chof Beis. Chof Beis is the first crusade, okay? We spent the whole show on this. It's the kina, it's general kina about the first crusade. Some people didn't know what this kina was about. But they prove that this is the crusade because it says Dorei Shucha. Shucha is a derogatory term before the Holy Sepulchre. So that's a clear indication that it says their plan, why they marched. So from those words, we know that this is confirmed to the first crusade. Kina Chof Gimel refers to Ben Ubas of Rabbi Shmuel. Who doesn't know that? Ben Ubas of Rabbi Shmuel, that terrible story, would happen to Ben Ubas. Kina Chof Dalid. Kina Chof Dalid describes all the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Kina Chaf Dalid, we should know, tradition, it was some places was said at night. It was the first kina at night. Somehow, in our tradition, we say it here at this point. In marks, Kina Chaf Dalid, you should know, marks a new set of kinas. When you get the Kina Chaf Dalid, you're really finished. You can go home. It's now you're starting a new series. The kinas really end with Kina Chaf Gimel. It's very interesting. I mean, to a certain degree, it's over. The kinas are over. Chav Gimel, we focus on the Ben Abbas Rabbi Shmuel. We did the crusade already. We did Ben Abbas Rabbi Shmuel. Kinas are over. It explains a lot about the Seder, why we have all these things that don't make any sense now in order. These are all supplements. Everything we say now from Kina Chav Dalit to the end are supplements to the Iker Kinas. So Kinuchav Gimel, Ben Rabbas Rabbi Shmuel, it's over. Now we start supplementing. Another kinuch from the Kalir. This goes back to the Kalir. By the way, Ben Rabbas Rabbi Shmuel is not from the Kalir. Ben Rabbas Rabbi Shmuel comes from Yechiel. Kinuchav Hey, so Kinuchav Gimel describes all of the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Chavdal describes the kalim that were destroyed in the Beis, all the various kalim, the menorah, the shulchan. A general kinuch describing the details of the Beis HaMikdash. Period. Kinuchav Hey is another kina for the Crusades. This is the first Crusade, a detailed kina. Ashpira, Varmiza, Magensa. We describe in detail what happened. Kina Chavav. Kina Chavav is a famous kina of Yirmiyah. He wakes up the Avos. He wakes up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe. And he tells them, go be Mespalel. And finally he wakes up the Imos. And then Mespalel, Rochel, Mavakal, Boneha. And Hashem says there will be Geula. Kina Chav Zayin. Kinuch of Zion is Yirmiyah. He finds a woman that's dressed in black, and he says, "What are you dressed in black?" This was the woman dressed in black was the Shechina, was Tzion. Tzion was personified. A human being dressed in black is an almana, and she says to do tshuva, and he tells do tshuva, and you'll be okay. Now we come to Kinuch of Ches. Kinuch of Ches is the Dalid Malchias. That was the first year, I think one of the first year we had. Dal Malchias, a fascinating, fascinating Kina. Kina Chavtes is the Crusade. Kina Chavtes, this is fascinating. You're not going to get no time, we're out of time, come out, 2 more minutes. But Kina Chavtes, the Olam says it's a Kina for the Crusades. This is accepted. It says it Befei in the article, it says in the Rav Soloveitchik, it says all of them, they all say it. I found in one of the old Kinas, I was always bothered with it. This is an amazing Kina Chavtes. A lot of people don't do it because you do one Kina for the Crusades is enough. Two, three or four is too much already. But it's a very, very powerful Kina. But there are some things that Epis don't stim. There are things that are like, what? This Eim Habonim Senecha. I found in a Kina that quotes an old Kina that this was said, for, it was a Kina for something that happened similar to the Crusades 1,200 years before the Crusades, before Christianity, in the time of the Yavanim. In the time of the Yavanim, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a mice, this was in the Gemara, where they were forced to convert, and they committed suicide, very similar to what happened during terms of the Crusades, and that really fits. You study the Kina, looking at that, this Kina Yates is focusing on the time of the Yavanim, something similar to the Crusades, 1,200 years before. It really answers a lot of the difficult questions about this, but that's not what it says in all of the Perushim, the notes. All the notes will tell you that it's the third Kina for the Crusades. Kina Chavtes, we're almost finished. Kina Chavtes is... Let me turn the page. Oh, that was Chavtes, right. So Kina Lamed. Kina Lamed is by Menachem Bar Yaakov, another famous Paitan. Menachem Bar Yaakov Paitan. This was the end of the 12th century. This talks about the nega of bias. It compares the Beis HaMikdash to a bias. Kinega, nearly by bias. This tsaras. What's the tsaras? Hemidu tselim behechol. There's a medrash. It's based on a medrash that the Beis HaMikdash is the bias. And in the bias, there's the nega, tsaras. All the laws of bias. Kina alam nav is everyone's favorite. Everyone sings Eish Tukad V'Kibar. I have to tell you something. It disturbs me very, very much. But Kina, no, you compare Yitzias Mitzrayim to Betzesim Yerushalayim. So when I was a child, how did they sing this? They sang the first line loud, and then when they came to the Betzesim Yerushalayim, they sang it low, quiet. Kinim Betzesim Yerushalayim low. I've last 15 years, I'm going to all these kinos, they sing it everything loud. It's not right. You're supposed to only sing loud the part where it says, B'tseisi Mirushalayim. The part that you say, B'tseisi Mirushalayim, you're supposed to sing in an undertone. Only when you get to the very end, B'shuvi Lirushalayim, do you raise your voice. So make sure you do it the right way this year. Okay, Kina Chavdeis. Kina Chavdeis. Lamedeis deals with all a very detailed account of what was in the Beis HaMikdash. It's similar to the Kina we had before, but it's much more elaborate. A very detailed from Baruch Hazak, from Mainz. Baruch Hazak, all the very detailed details of the Beis HaMikdash. Kina Lamed Gimel is the fourth Kina for the Crusades. It's the fourth Kina for the Crusades. Kina Lamed Gimel. Kimolama Gimel is the fourth Kimel for the Crusades. Kimolama Dalid is Zachariah. This is written by Yehuda Halevi. Rabbi the famous Rabbi Yehuda, not everyone knows that. They only know Yehuda Halevi for the Kimolama Dvav. But Kimolama Dalid was also by Yehuda Halevi. Nevuzardan. The blood of Zachariah is bubbling. Is bubbling in the whole story about. Okay, then come Kina Lamed Hey. Kina Lamed Hey is a general Kina. It is about Chorban, about that Tsar, that Tsar of Klal. It's about basically, I think you would summarize it by saying it's about the Tsar of Klal Yisrael, the Tsaris of Klal Yisrael. And it ends on a very nice, it's really the last Kina, and ends on a nice note. The nice note is Kina Faldi Kanti. Although I have fallen, I will rise up. It's really the last kina. Then kina lamed vav starts the tzionim. The tzionim. Tzion. Halos shali. Kina lamed vav is famous. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. It's been used to describe ahavas. Ahavas Yerushalayim. Ahavas Tzion. It's a classic. Kina lamed zayin. Then we have all these tzions. Each one has a little bit different of a focus. Kina lamed zayin is also. It's from the, some say it's Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra. Famous. Ibn Ezra wrote kina lamed zayin, some say. And it's about the Milus of Eretz Yisrael. Very similar. It's about the Milus of the Gan Eden, about water, fruit, and grain, and all the various Milus. Kina, Lamed, Ches, another, it's all the Tzions. This was written by Rabbi Elazar, Ben Rav Moshe HaDarshan, and it describes. I don't even remember. I didn't prepare this. Okay, this, again, different. The milos of Tzion. The milos of Tzion. Then we come to Kina Lamed Tes, another Kina for Tzion, and this was by Rosh HaKoyen. And this is a very important Kina. Kina Lamed Tes refers to that a person should go to the Ma'oris HaMachpelah. So you don't talk about this. Parshas Chayisara, you should really open up this Kina. Parshas Chayisara, folks on Kina Lamed Tes, about going to the Ovos, the Aras Marachim, and the Spenachpel to be mispalled to them. It's a very, very good Kina. The end of that Kina is fantastic. Kina Mem, and next Tzion. The Kina Mem, this refers to, again, the Milois. There's one that I didn't write my notes here. So, okay, this another, the Milois of Yishlaim. Kina Mem Aleph, everyone knows that. That is Sha'ali Srufa Be'esh from the Ram Ranberg, right with 1242, the Strefa Satalmud. Kina Mem Beis, more Tzions. Okay, we have just a couple of more Tzions. Tzion Mem Beis refers to the Yerushalayim Shel Maila. There's Yerushalayim Shel Maila and Yerushalayim Shel Mata. That's Kina Mem Beis. Mem Gimel is another Tzion. More Milos of Yerushalayim. Okay, and Kina Mem Dalid. Is another Tzion, the Milos of Yerushalayim. I didn't study them too well, so I can't tell you too much about those kinas.
What about on page 386, Churban Europe?
Oh, there we come to the next, it's not part of the numbering system, Churban Europe. So in the art scroll, they have two kinas. They have the kina from the Baba Rebbe, they're two that are very popular. Yeah. The kina from the Baba Rebbe and the kina from Rabbi Shimon Shram, Zecha Tzadik Levracha. And they're very different. They're very different types of kinos. You have to study them. The Shimon Schwab is a very detailed kino of the Holocaust. All the different facets, all the different aspects, dimensions of the Churban. The Baba Rebbe, kino of Rav Shimon Schwab. It's a long kino of Shimon Schwab. And the kino of the Baba Rebbe is a little more general. It's a little more general, but it does go into some detail. And then we come to Elit Zion. Of course, you know that. We compare Tzion to a woman who is in labor. There's no pain, physical pain in this world like the physical pain of labor, and we try to channel that extreme physical pain into spiritual pain. And then comes Shomrayim. That was a repeat from Kina Dalid. And then you have to say Ashrei Uvolat Tzion, and you say Kaddish without Tiskada. Who says Kaddish without Tiskada? You never say. What? Why don't you say Tiskada Tzilosan? So the simple reason why you don't say Kaddish Tiskabel Tzilosin, because in the Eicha it says Sosam Tifilasi, Hashem shut out my prayer. The base Hamigdash is a place of prayer. Hashem rejected the prayer. But there's a deeper reason. Why don't you say Kaddish Tiskabel? Who says Kaddish without Tiskabel? Kaddish without Tiskabel. A Yosam. When you say Kaddish at the end of the davening, you know what you sing Kaddish for? You sing Kaddish for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you're doing. You're doing it at Tzibur. The Shat says Kaddish for the Beis HaMikdash. It was Chorav, you have to say Kaddish. And that concludes the Kinos. So I'm going to see you tomorrow for Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon. Have a wonderful day.